Each grasps an oar, and struggling on they go, rivals in effort, and alike intent. Here to elude, and there surmount, they watch the billows lengthening, mutually crossed and shattered, and regathering their might, as if the tumult, by the Almighty's will, were in the conscious sea, roused and prolonged. That woman's fortitude, so tried, so proved, may brighten more and more. True to the mark, they stem the current of that perilous gorge, their arms still strengthening with the strengthening heart, though danger, as the wreck is neared, becomes more imminent. Not unseen do they approach, and rapture with varieties of fear incessantly conflicting, thrills for frames of those who, in that dauntless energy, foretaste deliverance. But the least perturbed can scarcely trust his eyes when he perceives that of the pair, tossed on the waves to bring hope to the hopeless, to the dying life. One is a woman, a poor earthly sister, or be the visitant other that she seems, a guardian spirit sent from pitying heaven in woman's shape.